It's
so everybody took a break.
I did. You didn't.
I drank my coffee.
I looked in here and you're just staring up at the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just turned off. Now
you know, when Sam gets home from school, I ask him what he does, and he said, stare at the walls, stare at the ceiling. That's what he says to me. He's
really?
Nine. He's nine. I stared at the, he doesn't want, he doesn't, he, like a lot of kids, will talk about it, but he's, you know, he doesn't like saying what he did.
My daughter won't either, right? She gets home from school. I say, how was a day? Every day is the exact same. Boring.
Good. Oh, boring. Yeah.
But then if you work on her, you can get some stories. And
you have to ask the usually, questions. Yeah. You're like, did anybody throw a pie at you?
Yeah. No. You have to be very specific.
Or you'd be outlandish. If you, like, you could trigger things. You know, like if I said something like that, he would go, no, nobody threw a pie at me. But, you know, yeah, then he'll say something that's similar to.
You've got a lead.
The closest lead, to a pie throw.
Leading questions.
Yeah. So I can trick information out, but mostly just stares at the floor and stares at the walls.
Yeah.
Mostly just stares at the floor and stares at the walls.
Yeah. I am a patient boy. I wait. My time to want to start a train.
Words is an average AMV episode. It's got to be huge.
I don't know. I mean, it's like 8 or 9.
The 9,000?
No, 8 or 9 single spaced
really
pages.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what
for some reason I felt like it would have been
probably because it feels like it feels hours
opus material.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't. I that surprises me.
Yeah, I usually try to stop.
I'm not thinking of all the obviously in between, but
well, there's music and stuff like that.
Atmosphere.
Yeah. I mean, I would like them to be short. I would like them to be like 20 minutes long.
It's hard to edit your own stuff like that, though.
Yeah, and I don't have anybody to
it's
do
almost
it.
Like you have to release it to somebody and let them make the final edit.
I wouldn't mind if there was a person. But, you know, as it is, it's kind of like at a certain point, I'm too. I don't. If I can cut something away, I will, and I don't mind. You know, like this AMV episode, the first two pages, I labored over for a week, maybe. Like, I just, and it wasn't like I labored over it, but I kept working on it. And I don't even think that I'm going to use them. You know, I think they're gone. But that happens a lot. It's like, you know, but I don't mind doing that as long as I can clearly decide that they're not necessary. You know, that's fine.
And you needed that to get to where you're
eventually had to be there. Yeah, I think in some ways when you do that kind of stuff, you're really just expressing your own inability to go anywhere else with the story. You're just kind of frittering around with something else.
So maybe
because you're
on
you
the
don't
wrong
know.
Path.
Yeah. Or no, you're just waiting to actually realize where the story's supposed to go.
You know? You can't always push it.
Yeah.
I've had this, we've talked about this. I've done a little project now, four plus years now. And I might have 20,000 words.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's a novella, really.
That's a fourth of a novel.
It's a novella at this point, yeah. And I have the story arc. But there's little things I want to fill in, a little piece of more character development here and there. And I will put it aside for a week at a time or 2 weeks at a time, and then I'll go back and write 300 words in an hour. Or, again, I might get just a sentence or two and realize I don't have it right now.
Right.
And I think for a lot of it is I need a lot of time to focus on it. I need quiet for 3 or 4 hours, which is so rare in a young family. But
it's very hard if you don't have like,
and if I don't have it, I leave it alone because I don't, if I'm not feeling it, if it's not, I don't want to. And I, again, a lot of it may never see the light of day, if any of it, but
it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It is fun.
It's fun to have
but
like
4 years in, I think I probably should have more than 20,000 words on this thing.
I don't know. Stories, you know, work in all different ways. There are stories that people take their whole lives to write.
Yeah.
You know? And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it goes. Hey, before we, did you notice my special jacket?
I did.
What did you think when you saw me wearing an, so we got these jackets, these black Polar Tech style
the radio
jackets
station
for Christmas.
Jackets, yeah.
Christmas. Yeah, they have NHPR on it.
Yeah.
In red letters, very clear. That you, it says NHPR staff 2014, I
does
think.
Does that give you like a certain, like, because it said staff, it'd be like, ooh.
Well,
does
I would,
give you a little
I didn't want to wear it. You know, I would never wear that kind of thing.
Right.
Like, to me, that's embarrassing.
I still have, I worked for my first commercial job. I was an overnight disc jockey, 2 to 6 o'clock in the morning. And I still have the denim jacket they issued us.
Oh, that's cool, though.
With the station logo. And the station logo was huge.
Was it on the back?
On the back.
Like a tattoo?
Yes. And it was, you know, it was embroidered, but it's supposed to look like spray painted, you know, rock station logo. I still have it. And it's still hanging up in a closet somewhere in the house, in the attic. And
did you wear it?
I did back then, sure.
About this?
But I was 19. I was very proud to be working there.
You're
and to
implying,
have my own,
you're
I had my own show.
You're something about this then. So you're, did you go? Have you worn it?
I don't think I've worn it yet because it's been so cold since we got it. But I'd wear that in the spring or fall. I don't think I'd throw it on and go downtown, go shopping or whatever, yeah. Mm.
So I don't like that.
You don't like the logo?
I don't I think it's a cool jacket and I love the present. But when I got it, I was like, I'm never gonna wear this.
For what reason?
I don't know. I feel like it's like, I think I have a difficulty with being proud of anything. I don't know what to do. I'm embarrassed about things like that. Like I don't wanna do it. But Lois and Sam wanted me to wear it. So I wore it to go out to some mall, right? We go to this mall. I think Lois's iPhone was falling apart or something. She had to get the battery fixed. So we're to this mall, and I'm like, you know, I'm very grumbly about it. And while we're at the mall, like, 3 or 4 people come up to me, and they're like, hey, you work at NHPR? And I was like, yep. And they're like, cool.
That's cool.
They didn't ask me anything else. They weren't like, what do you do? But then that's when I realized that I can use this jacket as a as a story getter. So like,
that's
you
a good
come
idea.
Up to me and they go, "Hey, so you work at NHPR?" And I can go, "Yeah, you have any stories?" Because there, everybody has like one story.
Yeah,
maybe that they could suggest. And I'm always looking.
That may
for
end
things.
Up being a curse for you though, because people will start spilling out things. Like, you know, you need to talk to my cousin.
I'd put up with that.
Yeah,
because I love the, you know, to find the kind of stories I like are really the ones that are not anything that you can find. They're sort of like stories that your neighbor knows about the guy that lives up on the hill like that kind of stuff, you know, that turns out to be really interesting.
Well, you have a real talent for finding the story everywhere. I mean, there are stories everywhere, but very few people, I think, can really have the knack for finding them and really developing them. You do. You do. You make, like you were saying, the story about the chair maker. Doesn't sound interesting? There is a story there, and you will make it really interesting.
Well, it is. It is interesting.
Story about, you know, Nick Foley at Santa's Village that you did over the holidays, where it was again one of those stories that, on the surface, you hear a snap, you hear a quick sentence of it. Give it to me in 1 minute. You're like, well, ex wrestler, he dresses up in a Santa suit at a local amusement park. Dead, right? You listen to that story, and it will move you. It absolutely does something to you. There's so much, and there's so much deeper to that story. And you do it. You have a real knack for it. I mean, I think you're right. I think there is a story in everyone.
Right.
But it's not often that a good storyteller comes along that can really develop it and tell it.
Well, so now, like when I go out, I'm like, I don't go out very often.
Yeah.
I luckily have stories that I have, right? You know, but sometimes I don't have stories, and I kind of start having this panicky feeling.
You want to know where the next one's coming?
Yeah, I don't like not having anything. Like, I want to know what I'm doing next. So, like, I'll read all the newspapers or, you know, whatever, or I'll start searching for things. Like, I found the chair guy by just going to Kickstarter and searching for New Hampshire to see if there are any interesting Kickstarters.
That's a good idea.
That ever happened here. Mm-hmm. You know, what are they? But so now, like, when I had this last feeling of like, oh my gosh, what's my next story thing? I didn't do this, but I was about to, and then I found the Kickstarter thing. I was going to put this jacket on and just go somewhere like a fisherman and wait until people came up to me. And I would even practice like saying the dumb, like, you know, what, you know, you have any stories for me? I said that out loud in my house. Like getting ready. I don't know why I have to get ready for that.
Did you get from the mirror? Did you kind of pose a little bit in the mirror?
I wanted to be able to ask that question in a way that would perfectly draw out, because I feel like most people recoil or can recoil or feel like something.
This is the society of the reality show. People want.
I know.
They want to throw it all out there. They're going to give you so much dirt. You're going to.
I have the wrong impression of people. But so I felt like I had to prepare.
Well, that's because you are a more introverted person. I think writers are.
Yeah, maybe.
I am too. I don't go out that much. I mean, I'm home with the kids and that's it. Big night out for us is getting some takeout, you know, so I feel the same way.
Me
I
too.
I would feel people would not want to tell their story, say everything, but people do.
People love it too.
People absolutely love it. And what's funny is when I don't wear things with the station logo on very often. I'm not against it. Like I said, I used to all
You're
the time.
You're a little bit against it.
But I do. But if we go somewhere, and I really don't like when people say, I think we've talked about this before in the podcast, but people say, oh, you know, Rick, he works on the radio. That is the worst thing, because then suddenly they start paying attention to me.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, and then I'm like, oh, yeah. Where do you work? Oh, really? Do you know, you do this, you do that, or and it's like, okay, yeah. And it's fine, because at least it gives you a topic of conversation, but then it's all about being on the radio and shop talk. And then you try to turn around and like, oh, what do you do? You know what I mean? Because then you try to turn it around, get it away, steer it away. And I think that's how we are. Yeah. It's a very New England kind of thing. But a lot of people aren't like that. They love talking about themselves. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm not proud of what I do. I am.
Yeah.
Just don't always want to talk about it.
Well, you know what? I think it's in that setup. It's when there's it's kind of a special thing that you get to do this.
Sure.
You know?
It is.
And you're fortunate that you get to be here. But it's when you're in that kind of social situation and it's shown as a special thing, that's when it feels awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Because you also know how regular regular guy you are, trash guy.
It's the expectation.
Yeah, that you're...
Suddenly there's an expectation, I think.
Yeah.
And it's not nearly to the point of a star level. It's just a curiosity. But it's kind of this, oh. And then people are like, oh, you're on the radio? And they want to tell you about a radio story. And they want to tell you about this or that. Or they want to tell you how irrelevant radio is now. I love those. and, you know, you get to that point where it's just like, I just kind of want to... find some more dip. Yeah. I just, you know, this is an expectation that you're suddenly going to be an MC.
So you got to treat them like those big, huge, old-timey stars do, you know?
Yeah. Well, if I was a snappier dresser, I was taller and I looked better. There's, again, I think when people, and people who do listen and then they meet you, I always sense the disappointment.
Do you?
I do. And maybe I'm just projecting, but I know they're looking at me like, oh, I didn't shave this morning. My hair, I need a haircut.
Well,
I'm just wearing this V-neck sweater thing with the zipper. I'm just wearing a pair of denim jeans. I think they expect something. They expect a guy in a suit. I don't know. There's a 6-foot guy.
I mean, you do, as the NPR morning, an NPR morning guy, you do have that sense that you're, you know,
a put together man,
a suit man.
Yeah,
you know, you're the business suit guy of the day. You can imagine Brady being a little more relaxed because it's afternoon. But mm-hmm. I think people would associate you with a tie.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
But you know, when I
wore a tie for the first time in years a couple of weeks ago. My niece was getting married, and we had to go. You know, so I put a jacket on and so on. And I was so proud that I got to tie my tie. On the first try, I remembered how to do it because it had been years since I'd worn one.
Wow.
And I got it the first try, right length, the whole thing. I can dress up. I know how to do it because I've had to do it in the past. I just hate to do it.
Right.
I like the lifestyle that I have where I don't have to.
Right. It just doesn't feel right. It'd be like putting on a suit of armor or wearing a king's crown.
But isn't that a great thing about radio is that you get to choose to be in the background. Nobody knows what you do. You're right. Anonymous. But you put that jacket on, suddenly you get a little notoriety. You get a little ego boost.
Well, the thing that I noticed, though, I think
that
was helpful is that nobody was curious about what I did here. It was just like, hey, you were, and there was three in a row, and I was like, okay, that's probably the experience that I'll have. It won't be any radio stuff. It won't be like, what do you do? Maybe somebody will, but because I don't want to talk about that either. So that's when I realized, oh, okay, I could possibly. I mean, maybe I will. If I wear this for a while and more people come up to me and I don't ever get a story, I'll probably, you know, hang it up.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see whether it's possible. Like, is this a jacket story? Will this jacket give me a story?
The jacket is almost too much because it has the logo on the front, which is nice. I like the breast pocket logo. Yeah. But in the back, it says in full writing, in full New Hampshire Public Radio.
Right.
I almost wish it wasn't the name of the back.
That's
because it's almost like bragging a little bit. It's a little too much, too flashy. Like, just a little staff jacket with a little logo on the breast pocket. I mean, that's just nice. It's a little badge.
That if people looked close, they could see it.
But they wouldn't notice it offhand.
Right.
But the back kind of screams like, look at me, radio guy.
So that is it. If you live in New Hampshire, if you have any stories, you know, I'm wearing this jacket.
Or if you want to see Sean in his jacket,
yeah,
you should let us know.
Sometimes I go out looking for stories in my jacket. Have you seen me in my jacket? I'm out and about.
Yeah.
You know why I'm out.
You only see him briefly. Yeah. That's how Sean works. He's very brief. He goes out quickly in his jacket.
Yeah. All right. Good night, light bulb.
Extinguish the light.
do in this town. Live here my whole life. Probably learn to die in this town. Live here my whole life. Nothing to do. Sit around at home. Sit around at home. Stare at the walls. Stare at each other and wait till we die. Stare at each other. Wait till we die. Probably come to die in this town. Live here my whole life. There's kerosene around. Something to do. Kerosene around. She's something to do. It's kerosene around. She's something to do. It's kerosene around. We'll find something to do. It's kerosene around. She's something to do. It's kerosene around. Set me on fire.
Never anything to do in this town. Never anything. Chuck kerosene.